almost purposeful.
Welcome to the Annabella Town Planning Commission meeting being held, what is today?
The 24th.
August 24th, 2006. We'll start with the agenda, roll call. Just have everybody go around the table. I'm Kent Folsom.
Chilton Johns.
Lyndon Bryant.
Dennis Byer.
Tyler Timmons.
We'd like to welcome Tyler. I believe this is the first official meeting with Tyler filling Wade Ingram's seat, as Wade was not able to continue because of work issues that took him away from this time on a regular basis. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Has everybody had a chance to read through the minutes? Is there any discussion that needs to take place?
You did a good job on collecting everything, I thought.
Awesome. Okay. If there's no discussion, then I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the June planning zoning meeting.
So we have a motion by Lyndon and a second by Devin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Moving on, the next on the agenda is business. Discussion on easement standards and easement encroachment and liability. The floor is open to discussion.
So the discussion we had last time was that we need to find a way to push that off to people that are putting building licenses together. Whether it's, you know, refer them, have them include a plat map with their application so that we can see, or they sign some sort of a waiver or affidavit. I think, honestly, the best thing would be to have them supply us with a plat map that we can look at.
That includes easements.
Right.
I did find a line in the code that says no building permits will be granted until the above conditions are met. All access and utility easements shall be recorded prior to building permit issuance. No shall be recorded prohibiting parking or structures within the access strip. So that may cover as far as...
What section is that under?
13.11.310.
Man.
So we don't have to write anything new is what you're saying?
So that's with lots with... It's under lots with access rights of way or access strips, flag lots. So I don't know if it's specific.
That's flag lots.
Two flag lots.
Yeah, that sounds like that's... Probably that section.
Because we did have that flag lot segment can't have anything weird in it besides just the driveway.
Okay, so flag lots were good.
Well, on the flag, I think, is all.
Yeah, just on the flag itself. Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds like with the code under 13.9.404, the rear lot, if there is a platted easement, then you cannot build according to the Annabella Town Code. Now, our only question, I guess, is side lots. What do we do with side easements?
So currently, we don't restrict side easements. We only restrict rear easements. Mm-hmm. And if it's a metal building, on the side lots, you can go all the way to the actual edge of the lot. If it's wood, it has to be in 3 feet. From the rear, it
has to be 10 feet.
It has to be 10
or
feet.
However,
it has to, whatever the easement
whatever
is.
Whatever that easement is
as close to that line, wood or metal.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be different for wood or metal if it's hitting an easement.
I don't love the right on the property line rule because it brings up so many issues.
And I agree. I agree, especially if there's an easement. We should do the same thing.
It's fine. We don't really need to worry. So my issue with having it on the property line is there always is roof overhang or gutters. People just don't account for them when they're building.
It does state in there that the roof overhang has to be accounted for. So if there's a roof overhang, then they need to come back in that much.
So that's a foot and a half on the standard house? I mean, I think that we would be wise just to make it.
But this would be like a shed. My shed, for instance, you know, the roof comes down and sticks up out maybe an inch to 2 inches away from the wall that comes up on the side. So you don't have a, you know, depending on the style of a shed. Now, if it's a big garage, you're probably going to have a regular roof.
That's the confusion I have, right? Someone's a little like four-wheeler lawnmower shed. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that that's a permitted building.
Well, mine is. Mine's a 12-foot by 16-foot.
Okay.
And so it had to be permitted. But it's a tough shed. And this, it's one of those barn-style ones. So, again, that the roof doesn't extend more than just...
And it goes opposite. The roof line doesn't go parallel to the property.
My roof line comes off on the same side as the property line. Okay. Half of the roof comes that way, and the other half comes the other way. Now, again, it's wood, so I'm actually like 4 or 4.5 feet off the property line.
Yeah.
And again, and it's not a permanent building because it's really just a floor. It's not cemented down. It's got a wood raised floor with trusses underneath.
Yeah, you can move it easy enough.
Yeah. It could be moved.
I don't know. I think that's why I brought it up a couple of months ago. There's... The purpose of those easements, I'm going back, why? Where did that come from on the site? I remember asking my dad, I don't know, we just threw them in there because that's what we do. And I'm sure there's a reason. I can't find it because when I did my quick little chat talk, it's a land use, individual entity land use ordinance. And so somewhere, where do we dictate or where do we say if you do more than the lot split that you need to include utility easements?
It is in the subdivision ordinance. It does say that, like when they come in with their application, the plat map, that has to identify all easements.
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't mandate that they have to have them. It just needs to be located. That's where I'm coming. As a developer, why would I want to have anything? I mean, it's wise for the town to mandate it because you never know when those improvements are going to need. Yeah. So we need to preserve the corridor, just like any transportation master plan or anything.
Are we saying what are those site easements? Are they 5 foot or are they 10 foot on each property? So you basically have a 20-foot easement.
That's my question.
Combined, or is it just 10 feet, 5 on each side?
Well, like subdivision I'm in, it's 10 feet either side. I don't think you want to come in and dig a water line right on the line in case you want to come in and put in a fence, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why you have 10 feet either side. So you could put it on either side and leave the fence alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's my problem is we have these deeded easements and now we're allowing sheds or garages to be put on them. Then what's the purpose? Why are we even having them?
So is the suggestion then to change that ordinance to say not just the backyard line, you know,
I would
the rear, but also the sides and the rear, wherever easements are.
Mm-hmm. I would think we would want that. Any permanent structure, or if they do build, well, I'm thinking it's sort of a lean-to or a tough shed. If it's movable, yeah, but if it's not a foundation.
Because as of today, we're still saying you have an easement there, mm-hmm. you can build on it, but it's at your own risk.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Versus the way if we make the change, we're saying there's an easement there, you cannot build, you have to build inside of the easement. So in other words, if outside of the easement, you know, so that if there's a 10-foot easement down that side yard, then that's the closest you could build is up to 10 feet from the side yard because we need access into that utility easement that runs down the side.
And here's two thoughts. Are we kicking the can down the road by still allowing it, just making them aware? Because can you imagine the fight that the town's going to have on their hands and all the court or, you know, threats when we go, you need to tear that down or move it because we're putting, or better yet, we're putting a sewer line here mm-hmm. instead of open trenching it. We're going to bore it. It costs $80 a foot to bore it versus $7 a foot to trench it. You need to pay.
You're going to have to pay for that boring mm-hmm. to take place.
And so that's what, in my mind, I'm trying to preserve the cost of the town.
So we have three choices.
Mm-hmm.
Choice one is do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Choice two is tell people you can't build over the top of the easements. And choice three is tell people you shouldn't build over the top of the easements here you sign this document saying that you understand that that if you build on top of that, that you're going to be responsible for any additional costs for doing whatever has to take place, and that up to replacing your building because it may have to be torn down. And that's it. So you sign this waiver and we would allow you to do that.
Here's, I mean, when Daniel came to mind when we had this discussion on his, he brought up that, look, I've got two sides. You know, why do I have to give up two sides? Well, because whoever designed it, it's that way.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, why do you need both? If you're going to run a sewer line, whatever, why don't you just do one? And so part of my thought is you can maybe use one, but there's more than just one utility. Water and sewer have to have a separation.
And power and gas have to have
a separation. And so with that being said, maybe we do need to maintain. I don't know. I'm kind of torn because I don't mind a garage. You know, I don't necessarily like the idea of it being right on the property line.
Yeah.
But can it be within 5-10 feet? Yeah, maybe.
But I guess that's the thing is again, we have those three choices, is the way I see it.
Correct.
I don't know if anybody sees a fourth choice, but you know, it's either absolutely prohibit it, absolutely let it happen, or you can do this, but you have to sign this waiver because and acknowledge that you realize anything in the future that has to be done on that easement, if it impacts where your building is located, it's at your cost. Because if we can bore under it, we'll bore under it, but you're going to pay for whatever the additional cost is for that board.
And if they're aware of that, then
and we make them aware up front.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that, so I guess
things get sold and lost, and then the next people are like, well, what the heck? We didn't know about this. And
that's why in this it says pretty much, if you sell it, it goes with it. If your kids take it, it's theirs too. By you signing this, you pretty much put
but
it.
But unless that's going to be a recorded deed, a recorded document, a realtor's never going to know when they go to sell it. They're not going to disclose that.
No, they wouldn't.
And they're going to forget.
And it would be. It should be part of the disclosure. But like you said, you know.
Well, mine's really old, and my realtor knew it was there.
What's that?
I said my easement's way old. My house was built in 1960, mm-hmm. and my realtor knew it was there because it was recorded.
Yeah, but that's the difference.
They record it, yeah.
So we'd have to then file that with the county,
uh-huh.
showing that it was this document is recorded against that.
Well,
it would have to go with them to get the building permit, our liability.
Well, take for example, we'll just throw the Sorensen's for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
The town has allowed it to be built. They even signed this. It's not recorded. Mm-hmm. The realtor is going to say, oh, yes, there was a platted public utility easement here. There's a shed that had a building permit authorized on it. Therefore, it's good to go. Where are they ever going to pull that up until we go to put a sewer system in and we pull that out and say, you got to pay us the difference because your previous owner did this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's way...
Every new owner would have to...
And that with that thought process, I'd almost just say... You're not allowed to build on utility easements. There's a reason the utility easements are there. When I talk to Richfield City, Glenwood Town, they don't allow you to, you mm-hmm. cannot build on a public utility easement.
So
a lot of town and counties have that.
That's platted.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back, what are we going to define as required from a lot split, three lot subdivision? What are we going to require
for
an easement that's going to need to be required for future?
The ordinance says 10 feet front side, or back and sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think sides 10 feet is probably a lot for some of the lots that we have around here.
It could be big, but how are you going to get a piece of equipment in there if you don't have 10 feet? You
know, fire truck.
The house has to be a minimum of what from the property?
10 feet.
10 feet.
Is it 10?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was 8.
No, it's 10. 10.
Okay, then that's great. That was going to be my counter argument.
Because the home, the closest it can be to either property line is 10 feet.
Okay, great.
And it's a minimum of 20 feet total.
Total. Yep. Okay. So the existing subdivision ordinance that we're rewriting, the way that it reads, it's 10 feet on the back, 10 feet on each side.
Mm-hmm. Is that a utility? Is that just a building setback?
Where alleys are not provided, easement of not less than 10 feet on each side of the rear lot lines and the sidelines will be required where necessary for poles, wires.
Perfect.
Okay.
So it's already in there that it's 10 feet.
Oh, we should get rid of where necessary. It shall be required.
Shall be required. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, what was I going to say? We probably need to add something in there about the construction on top of the easements is not permitted. Mm-hmm. Permanent construction.
On the side easements?
Not just the rear. But including the side. Maybe we just modify that one that calls out the rear and just have it call out rear and sides.
Yeah, because it's just rear in this one. But change the title of 13.9.
Yeah, so this is not, this is a land
this
use.
This is land,
so
yeah, land use.
We want both
this
of
is
these
code.
To match up.
This is the Annabella Town Code, so that's going to be my question. Do we put this in code and the subdivision ordinance, or do we just keep it in one spot and refer?
No, because this is for new stuff.
Okay.
We need it in the code for existing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the easiest, so each of the zones has a rear and a side yard requirement. So I would almost say if you just took that verbiage from the rear yard where it says that you can't build on the easements and put that into the side yard section of each zone, then I feel like that would be easiest.
And this code is online for a reason so we can be updated, right? So that ought to get updated immediately.
Oh, it has to be approved by the town council before we can do it. So we have to do a motion, what it is we want changed, send it to them, they approve it, and then can...
Tina brought up the question, are we going to amend the subdivision ordinance or write a whole new one? And either way, a public hearing has to be taken into account.
Yeah, a public hearing has to take place before it goes to the planning commission, or from the planning commission to...
Well, we've already approved some building permits. We put a moratorium on building permits, shed building permits until this is approved. No.
Well, no, because this is another thing we can talk about, but they're under the old rules regardless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's 3 feet from my driveway. Is it back out of my garage? Dagnabbit. It'd be nice if it was 10 feet down there.
It's better than 0 feet.
That's right. And Devin's complaining because he looks out his back window and all he sees is my garage. Dang neighbors.
That's why I planted all those trees when they're dying. So, we need to pull before next meeting and have it sent out. We'll make those adjustments to the side yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to have a public hearing probably at the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then we can adopt the ordinance at and push it to So let's plan on the public hearing.
Are we comfortable all together? I mean, we'll obviously vote on it, but we want to be in sync.
Yeah, I started to go through the document as well. I don't know if you saw my additions.
Mm-hmm. That's the subdivision ordinance.
Okay.
Yeah, but this we're talking about amending the code, the land use ordinance.
Okay.
So we're going to put in the side yard that the 10-foot can't be built on, or the
no permanent structure.
Basically, the same language from the rear.
So you want to amend the land use ordinance to include side yard easement.
Yes.
The code and land use both, probably, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we're prohibiting building on
easements.
Mm-hmm.
Recorded easements.
Yes.
And then to help us in our effort, we need to change the way that we do our permitting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just an administrative change, right? To require as part of that package that they submit a plat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in the subdivision ordinance that they get?
That doesn't need to be public comment.
No, because that would just be a part of the checklist.
And then we can point them to where they can get it so that it's not a burden. Mm-hmm. They're easy.
Yeah, and it would be probably encouraged that they do their drawings on top of that.
Yeah. On top of that
plat. On top of that plat map. So they go get the plat, print it out,
and then do some of those plats, like they're T90.
But we can
we can see.
If they, well, again, it's not required, but it would be encouraged that if they have a full-size 8x10 plat,
yeah.
that they do their drawing on
yeah.
that plat
yeah.
versus otherwise they can do their drawing just on what we have provided
right.
and just include a copy of the plat.
Yeah, but we just, that's one of the things that we would have to see, and that would be an administrative change.
So here's a dumb question. This might, as I read through the subdivision ordinance, if we approve a subdivision and they don't get it done within a certain amount of time, it voids that approval and they have to come back.
Which is not part of the existing.
Do we, maybe I'm selfish here. If we approve a building permit.
Do the same thing.
In this case, so. Not that
they have to start. They have to start construction within a certain period of time. If they
otherwise, because I'm thinking, I mean, selfishly, my whole driveway is going to change in the next couple of months because I'm going to have a building right there.
Mm-hmm.
My openness, now I'm just all confined. So selfishly, I'd love to. If it's not started within 60, 90 days of approval, then they have
isn't
to.
Isn't there a county thing about?
They have a certain time. I think it is 2 years to finish.
Yeah, finish. It's a finish thing,
but
not
start.
Started.
I don't know if they have a start thing.
Right, no. There has to be significant progress at a certain point in order to keep going.
But it's not 60 or 90 days. I mean, it's
yeah,
just
then
a year
then
or two.
If they get to the end of the period where the permit is no longer valid, they can go in. Before it expires, they can go in and just extend it.
Yeah. The problem I have with that is sometimes it takes us 60 days to even get a permit because we don't meet
that's
all
true.
The time. I mean,
yeah. All right. Sorry. I'll selfishly strike that from the record.
Yeah. I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Can of worms we don't want to open.
Can you keep names out of this? The
I don't think there's an edit.
I love you, Daniel and Jeanette. I really do. They're great people.
They are great. Okay, but subdivision ordinance—that's a whole other bag. Mm-hmm. So, are we done talking about the lot split?
Yeah,
there's
nothing to vote on. We talk about what needs to happen. We need to have the
public hearing.
Public hearing as we start next month's meeting, and then follow that with.
So you guys will finish your subdivision stuff this month.
Yeah,
I will schedule a public
hearing.
I'll
put together a draft if you're okay with that, and send it up to the group.
Yes. Thank you.
It'll just be two or three sentences, but.
Okay. So do you want Tina to change the whole subdivision ordinance thing?
Well, we would do an amendment for
okay.
This is for the land use ordinance.
Oh, the amendment. Oh.
The land use ordinance
and the
code,
city code.
And the city code. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the public hearing will be for, not
okay.
the subdivision ordinance.
Okay.
Subdivision ordinance is going to take a little bit longer.
Okay.
Hopefully
perfect.
Not too much longer, but a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah, we probably need to get that in sooner or later.
Yes.
Well, it depends on what the status of annexation is in the town right now.
Well, yeah, because first of all, they have to go through an annexation process before they can then
right.
come in and ask for the subdivision. And so right now, I'm not aware of any annexation requests.
So we're okay for a minute?
Yes. That's a pretty drawn-out process.
Yeah.
They're posting, they have to put signs up, the
right.
public hearing's going to happen.
That would be that's the precursor to. So the real problem with our subdivision ordinance as it stands right now is that if you were to start an application today and then wait 10 years, you can still, it still applies. It's the craziest thing. We don't have anything preventing that.
So what does the state tell us we have to do? Because the state went through and redid all of that
yeah.
and made a whole bunch of changes. So does the state allow for that? Or does the state allow us to put a time limit of how long before it...
You can put a sunset clause. Right?
Yeah, you can, and I have.
Okay.
But our existing does not have anything like that.
No, it needs to be fixed.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, in my mind, if we were to do nothing else on the subdivision ordinance, and believe me, there's a lot that we can do just to make it better.
Well, and again, we could do it in phases if we wanted. And do the critical things in the first phase, and then go through and clean up other things, and then have another public hearing for the things that we clean up. So if there's critical things,
yeah.
we can address those And again, we could do that as quickly as we wanted to then be able to make those other adjustments down the road.
I think we're probably close enough on a full draft, but we just...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Do the whole
repeal
thing.
And replace.
Where there's, you know, if there was a more immediate need, then we would need
to. So do we want to go through and just revamp the one we have, or do we want to just start from scratch? What do we need?
I kind of started from scratch-ish revamping.
Tina kind of said it would be easier if it was like a scratch thing and instead of trying to amend what we already had.
And just say this replaces.
Yeah. So what I did is I took what we had existing, I converted all the numbering to match the land use ordinance like we did.
Okay.
So that was step one. And then after that, I went through and started adding definitions that were missing and added sections that were missing, including the one on replace, like expiration of, you know, okay, their efforts and how to redo. So all that now is in the existing document that some of you have been through, mm-hmm, and looked at.
And I've gone partially through it. I haven't gone through the whole thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I was curious if you saw my changes, or was I just doing changes and not suggestions? And I, you know, because I made some adjustments, and I didn't weren't really showing up on the right side as I did them.
You probably did just changes then.
Sorry.
Blast.
Those are little Easter eggs in there for you to find.
You might find them.
Was it highlighting them as you wrote?
Who was highlighting? Somebody highlighted.
Oh, I highlighted. But so what you want to do when you get in there is
a comment button. Comment cloud with a plus. Now I can't see it.
Well, you can. Oh, here. See this? Click that and then say suggesting.
Oh, okay. So then it goes suggesting.
Yep. And
that
then
was my problem.
And then it'll turn it purple. So you can type. You don't have to comment.
Comment. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can type and it'll say Lyndon.
Which one's that one?
Here, that little, that little arrow down, yeah, okay, suggesting.
Perfect. Okay.
And then it'll do it. It'll basically track changes.
Okay.
My mistake, sorry. Like I said, there's a few Easter eggs in those first few pages.
Well, I'm glad you only went through two.
I have to look. I'm still open on the machine, so I'll have to look and see how far I got.
So I'm gonna do we, this might get shocked out. I'm just thinking out loud. Would it be good to just plan 2-3 hours sometime and we go through this
work session
so we can kind of make sense of everything, go in, make our comments, and then let's get together?
We could if we need to. I just don't know, but we need to. If everyone went through and reviewed it and added, mm-hmm, things, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay. No, I'm good with that. It's just
okay.
I just,
time is
getting everybody to get
it's the meeting to have the it's a, yeah, meeting to talk about
the meeting,
what you did. I don't know if there's anything.
Make
there
sure. Well, and I guess if you have questions with our comments, you'll reach out, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Or if they're just like, just make the change and you think it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you don't like something that I did, make a comment, we can delete it or go through it. I think a lot of that can be done on here though.
Yeah. No, I like going through it. Perfect. Cool. Appreciate all your time, or how much ChatGPT or how much you did on this. So there's a lot. I don't know how you guys know the codes. How did you know what code? Because you know your code.
Yeah, because he knows.
State code.
The search feature on CivicLink is
what he does all day long.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler has a wealth of knowledge.
It was kind of a no-brainer.
Oh, I know. Uh-huh. I didn't realize you live in Annabella.
I'm happy to have him. He's helped me already.
So. I'd volunteer to distribute to quit. Put him on.
So, okay. Any other further discussions on the subdivision ordinance?
Should we make a goal of having it ready to
for next meeting? I mean, I think that's a good goal. Yeah. I think we've already had 2 months to play with it a little, mm-hmm, bit. So let's try and everybody get in there and let's get it banged out before next month and then try and have a good discussion on it next month.
Do we want to try in the next 2 weeks? That way he has time to fix any comments and then have something to...
Well, yeah, and I don't think we're going to push to have this as part of the public hearing.
No.
For the next time.
But I think we have a good discussion about it next time.
Yep. Yep, then we can go through it.
And then have it on two out for the
October, November or something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Then that gets us done before Christmas break.
Yes, it'd be good.
You guys would be surprised how many cities and towns are doing the exact same thing that Annabelle was doing. Because it was almost a cookie cutter subdivision ordinance that got pushed out by the contractors that the state approved.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will be the fourth one that I've been involved in revamping, just mm-hmm. because there's just a lot of things that are either too ambiguous or just not.
Well, now that ChatGPT exists, like, you don't need a lawyer to see what you're missing. I mean, it's like, oh, hey.
So the question is, when we're done with all of this stuff, do we run it past the lawyer before we have all of our other stuff, or do we just say it's good enough and he'll just have to deal with any of our mistakes down the road?
Do you think he'll look at it? He may give you a two-letter response. It
doesn't hurt to send it to the lawyer.
I'll just say,
I will have Tina send it to him, see what he does. How about that?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying,
I think
it covers us.
Yeah, well,
just say that he reviewed everything, is all I'm thinking.
Yep.
Okay, next item is conditional use permits.
We have none.
We have no conditional use permits?
I don't think so.
Now let's review building permit applications. So first one I see is a re-roof for Brad Lund. A garage for the Hunts. And there's a building permit behind that.
I reviewed this one. He's just putting a garage on his property, kind of in the anticipation of building.
Yes.
And losing this other one. It was like met everything well within reason.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we've already got the building permit. It looks like it was signed in June by two people. So I can't tell who's signature.
Devin and Baby Get.
Kelvin?
Yep.
So. Okay. We have another garage on Sorensen Garage. This is Daniel and Jeanette's. So, again, this one was signed in June, Lyndon and Devin. It looks like we've got 3 foot off the property line on the north side of the property. And 28 by 38. What it does not show here is how far it is from the house.
It's more than 10 feet from the house, yeah.
Does anybody have any questions about that one? Okay. And another garage shop for Scott and Sonia AC.
I have a question about that.
I'm not seeing anything but the first page here. I don't see drawings where it's going. I thought we were giving them the ability to build a house on there. They weren't going to do anything else until they tore down the other buildings. So I'm curious as to why we allow a shop to be built when they said that they were going to tear down the other buildings. And they weren't going to have occupancy of this until a couple of years down the road.
This is the one where they were going to build or pull in a.
They already did.
They pulled in the manufacturer home. I went down there, since she wanted me to sign it, I went down there,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the full. It's like right in the middle of the property.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they own a quarter of that whole block, and where they're putting it, it's far enough away from
the house.
Anyway.
Where the shop
what about going? The old building and the other trailer?
Because that was part of when we approved.
See, and I don't even remember.
You might not have been.
I wasn't there, but there's a lot.
The home and the trailer that are up on the south end of the lot, at the top of the lot. South end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's an old home that he lives in, and there's a trailer that they're renting out to somebody else at the moment. And we told them that they couldn't. We allowed them to build the house. They weren't planning on moving in for as much as 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they moved in and occupied, they were going to tear down those other two buildings on the south side.
I don't know that they've moved in.
I don't know that they have either, but there was no discussion about building another shop. or a garage on the property prior to them moving in when they asked for the original to do it. So, again, I'm just saying we gave them some latitude, and now they're asking, or they permitted the shop, but yet those other two buildings are still on the property.
Up so there on that.
I don't know that it's a big deal. I'm just bringing up the fact that we had talked about it.
I remember that.
And I still believe that they're going to tear down the other two buildings, just like they said they would.
I almost thought they...
We made it as a condition, I believe, of the approval that they do tear those buildings down, but we gave them up to 5 years to get them torn down. So we're probably okay. I don't have a problem with the shop being built, personally. I just want to make sure everyone understands that we did have that, and we made it a condition that those other two buildings are removed within that five-year time frame.
Yeah, because right now it's just a single lot.
It's
and
the whole thing,
you got multiple dwellings.
Yes.
Because they have an ADU.
We don't, we didn't really call it an ADU, I don't think. Because they were going to, once they occupied the other one, they were tearing those down. So
the one's uninhabitable, right? Like
the one house is uninhabitable.
Yeah.
Close.
I don't think he knows he's getting evicted.
This seems wide. I'm sure he doesn't yet.
Okay.
But anyway, I just bringing that up.
Okay.
And is that the last note for another one? New outbuilding, the Knights. It looks like Jesse and Michelle. Again, I don't have a drawing that I can see here.
You can drive by with putting the foundations there.
Foundation, the whole pad's poured.
Yeah, they've got it all in. Eric had to go check with them because there is utility easements that run back through.
There's
there.
Utility easement. I'm sure that same irrigation easement that's in yours, because that's where I used to drink my cold drink of water when I'd get thirsty in the summertime as a child.
Oh no.
You grew up right over there, didn't you?
That was
So okay. Well, it looks like Wade and Lenny are the two that signed.
That's only 1,500 square feet. That pad looks way bigger than 1,500 square feet.
I think he's going to have a lean-to.
Lean-to on the one side, okay. Well, does that consist of the footprint?
It should be part of the footprint,
right there.
It's he drove, when I drove by the other day, I'm like, holy cow, that is a big building.
Does that include covered parking, one more covered piece?
Can we cover parking number, we have one. So... Cool. Yeah, it's going to be three. It almost looks like it's three times the size of that house. Huge.
West setback is 5 feet. We've got a problem on the west setback, don't we? West setback should be, if there's an easement going down there.
Yeah, the easement actually runs on the south side.
Okay, so there's no easement on the west side? Because the west side's the rear of the
rear. No, the old ditch used to run northeast through that area.
There's an electrical one, though.
Is there?
Because Rocky Mountain Power just came in and put a whole new...
What's on the plat could be the question.
Yeah.
And if he's only 5 feet off and he's in the rear, we got a problem.
I mean, not according to the current standard.
The current standard says 10 feet. Or the rear.
That would be the back.
It's the rear.
Because they have the turn.
They face east, so the west is the rear.
Yeah. I don't know that we ever realized that was even.
It's right behind the well house.
Yeah. No, I know the well, but I don't know that we realized that 10 foot was a thing because we've almost just allowed them as right on the property line. But we still do, right?
For the side yards, but not on the rear.
Well, so we're saying, you're saying because it's a recorded easement, it should be 10 foot off.
If there is a recorded
easement. And we've just never verified those before.
I know sometimes we've pulled them up on the county as we've been talking about them.
Yeah.
But that's the reason we need to require them to be part of.
So yeah, nobody has to pull them up. Absolutely, that's why,
Are we going to require a title search to prove easements, or?
The plat map should show them, shouldn't it? Because if we're requiring a plat map, the plat map should have the easements on the plat.
Should.
Shouldn't it?
Should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they put a new easement in there, don't they redo the plat?
They should.
They should have a new one filed. If they're doing a new easement, they should have it.
Right. It should be surveyed and recorded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Rocky Mountain Power recently came in and fixed that line.
There was a transformer around.
Yeah.
Right there somewhere.
They had to put more power to it. Mm-hmm. I think for because Knights were putting in the shop and because the well house pulls so much. So Rocky
Mountain Power.
Is that
a private line?
No, I don't think so. I think it's that they upgraded the
transformer.
That whole area mm-hmm. right there that feed that transformer.
Yeah.
But they dug along the front of Magalie's.
Yes, they did. A big, huge, and then went down, clear back in behind Knights, and then over back to the well house.
I just saw them digging.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now we know.
I don't know what you
shame on us. Go once. Good for you, shame. Shame on us, huh? I would have sent you.
Well, again, if we start requiring that, then we're good.
Yep.
Okay. So, I'd any other discussion anybody has on building permits?
No.
I didn't take a motion.
Motion to approve the building permits as presented.
Motion. Have a second.
A second.
Okay. So we have a motion by Devin and a second by Tyler. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Any other business anybody has that we need to talk about?
I'll throw a plug out for our fall regional growth
center. Oh, yeah. What's the agenda like on
that?
Have
you signed up for that?
I think I saw you. We're trying to do it a little bit different. Let me just pull up the...
That's October 20-something, right?
22nd.
Okay.
Are we gone? No, it's the next week, so you got conference, isn't it?
Okay, so yeah. Thursday.
We've been to these before, right?
Yeah, we went to the last one.
Thursday, October 22nd, 5 to 9 is very similar in that sense. We're going to, a few new topics, common audit issues and accounting solutions, flood and fire. We've had a lot of that. Recently, how to financially prepare for capital improvement projects, procurements, how to legally buy things, how to review land use applications, and then some like public relations, smart communication to local leaders. And then we'll have some land use topics and a few other. But yeah, if you're around and available, I'd say the
22nd. I think there's a fourth one I wanted to go to, so I had to figure out which three I was going to go to.
And it's at what time, 6 p.m.?
5 o'clock. It'll be dinner, and then we'll start off the dinner.
Sure.
So each one's about an hour long, right?
Yeah.
Pretty close.
55 minutes with some time between trying to turn it in.
Cool.
And so, yeah, they're great topics. The town council has great topics for them to go to as well, so... Yeah. Good meeting. Okay. Anything else that anybody has? If you haven't already done your registration for that, I'll just go on. It's pretty easy.
Tina will do it for you if you prefer.
It's hard because you don't know what classes you want to go to until you get on there and you see what the classes are.
Uh-huh.
So you get to pick what classes you go to when you're registering. So it's click the link and you're a few minutes and you're done.
Okay.
They don't ask you. You know, if they ask you what food you wanted, that would take longer. But they don't ask you.
Do you have any suggestions? We've not finalized the menu.
It's been really good.
Jersey Mike's? That's easy.
Well, we have to use the main event.
I was going to say anything but the main event.
Well,
Costco meatballs are getting old.
We haven't had Costco meatballs. So
oh,
we,
it seems like everywhere you go.
Cordon bleu, yeah. Is what they did.
We switched it up and did a pork salad. That was the most negative feedback we got, was the sweet pork salad. The
sweet pork salad, yeah.
Well, so they're like, okay, we'll go back to a...
They're not Costa Vida. Yeah.
We'll go back to the potatoes or something.
Yeah, no, the chicken cordon bleu is actually pretty good. It is done. As far as that goes. Okay, next on the agenda is adjournment. So I take a motion.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
That's the fastest second on that.
I was going to say.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Imagine that. Unanimous.
No. Good discussions. Good.
Thank you, everyone.